This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump paid no income tax in 10 of the past 15 years, according to a new report by The New York Times. The Times released an extensive story on Mr. Trump's taxes on Sunday after the president declined for years, unlike his predecessors, to share his tax returns with the public. The Times said Mr. Trump did not pay taxes during those 10 years because in those years, he reported losing more income than he made. The report also said President Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes in the year he won the presidency and another $750 in his first year in the White House. When the newspaper shared its findings with the Trump Organization for comment, Alan Garten, a lawyer for that organization, replied, quote, "Most, if not all, of the facts appear to be inaccurate." He also said, quote, over the past decade, President Trump has paid tens of millions of dollars in personal taxes to the federal government, including paying millions in personal taxes since announcing his candidacy in 2015. Analyzing Garten's comments, however, the Times said Mr. Garten appears to be conflating income taxes with other federal taxes Mr. Trump has paid, Social Security, Medicare, and taxes for his household employees. It also noted that Garten said some of what the president owed was paid with tax credits, which is a misleading characterization of the reduction of tax debt. The Times also reported that the president is fighting a decade-long battle with the Internal Revenue Service over a $72.9 million tax refund that he claimed and received after declaring huge losses. Johns Hopkins University, which tracks coronavirus statistics, have reported large jumps in new COVID-19 cases in India and the U.S. Hopkins said late Saturday that India had 86,054 new infections. This is VOA News. Belarusian police detained dozens of protesters on Sunday during a march in Minsk, and security forces in Homel used tear gas against demonstrators as a groundswell of opposition to Alexander Lukashenko, who claimed victory in the country's presidential election more than a month ago, continued for a 50th day. The protests in Minsk, Homel, and other cities came after Lukashenko, in power since 1994, was inaugurated on September 23rd in a secretive ceremony. The European Union and the United States both issued statements that they did not recognize his legitimacy. Tens of thousands of people waving red and white opposition flags marched through Minsk in the latest demonstration since Lukashenko was declared the winner of the August 9th presidential election. Protesters were planning to hold an inauguration of the people in support of Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, the exiled opposition candidate who is now in Lithuania. She called for Belarusians to demonstrate on September 27th for the, quote, goal of new honest elections and, as a result, an official, lawful inauguration. Media advocates say more Asian governments than anywhere else in the world are harassing and arresting journalists reporting on the coronavirus pandemic to keep accurate news of the crisis from reaching their populations. Tracking by the International Press Institute shows at least 102 journalists have been arrested or charged in Asia in connection to reporting on the pandemic. That's more than those in all other regions of the world combined. The organization follows arrest and legal charges, restricted access to information, censorship, fake news rules it deems excessive, and verbal or physical attacks. Other groups using their own methods to track press freedom breaches tied to pandemic reporting around the world show the same trend. France's Reporters Without Borders and the U.S.-based Committee to Protect Journalists have also counted more efforts by governments to mislead the public, censor the media, or harass journalists reporting on the pandemic in Asia than anywhere else. VOA's own tracker shows Asia leading the way as well. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi warned on Sunday against attempts to stoke instability in the country following a recent spate of scattered and small-scale anti-government protests. Sisi, who spoke at a ceremony to inaugurate an oil refining complex north of Cairo, said that some of the harsh measures his government was taking were part of reforms. Dozens of people took part in rare protests in recent days in several villages in Egypt. That's according to videos shared widely on social media, especially by sympathizers of the Muslim Brotherhood, an outlawed Islamist group. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.